even when I suffered, I still was covered.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Even when we suffer, God still got you. In your trials and in your tests, he still got you. We're going to go to 2 Timothy this morning, 2 and 12, and then we're going to roll over to Romans 8 and 17. Amen?
Amen.
You going to read or you need me today?
Yeah, got you.
Okay, got me. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I put out Big Bertha on you. I put out Dudamus Jr. Amen.
Dudamus. If we endure hardship, we will reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us.
Amen.
Amen.
Romans 8 and 17. And Romans 8 and 17 is piggybacking off Timothy 2 and 12.
And since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share in his glory, we must also share in his suffering.
Amen.
Amen.
You think you ain't gonna get, you ain't gonna get, have to share in his suffering? He suffered for you. Mm-hmm. So why you think it's gonna be easy? Let me tell you something. Everything that you get easy is not worth having.
Right. Amen.
Right. But see things that you get hard and you, your blood, sweat, and tears is in it, shh, nobody better not mess with it. Because you done worked to get it done. And that's a hard thing when you got to get out here and bust yourself. I mean, tired, sleepy, aching, in the cold, in the heat. And you got to go out there and get yours. And man, that's a hurting thing if somebody take it from you. Just jack me out my car. Oh, no, you're not. I don't care if you out. I have my heels to the ground. You're going to be dragging me. That's not true.
Amen.
When I finish, I might have one arm and one leg, but I'm going to drive. You're going to drag me. Because it's hard.
Yes.
The Bible tells us if we suffer with God,
yes,
we will reign with God. Mm-hmm. Look at your neighbor and say, God never left you.
God never left you.
Never. We get up, leave him. Look at your neighbor and say, y'all suck.
Y'all
ungrateful.
Just ungrateful.
You just get up and you just leave him. Jesus. No. He died on the cross for you. He suffered for you. He went through everything in his 33 years that we would have to go through in life. So he could tell us how to make it. Then he was so sweet and so good and so gentle and so gracious and merciful. He said, I'ma leave you some comfort.
Yes.
I'ma leave a comforter.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost.
Yes. Yes.
To sustain you.
Yes.
And keep you.
Yes.
While you go through your time. When we define suffer, Lord Jesus, what does suffer mean to you? Because see, everybody got a different thought. Because they've been through different things. So they answer different. Suffer, missionary.
Overwhelming stress.
Overwhelming stress, she said. That's Sister Ashley.
To endure hardships.
To endure a hardship. Yes. Administrator, your hands up.
Uncomfortable pain.
Uncomfortable pain. Amen. Suffer. The word of God says, suffer little children.
Yes.
Come unto me. Yes. He said, you ain't going to suffer little children. He said, suffer. And he ain't say when. He just said, suffer. Know what that mean? You going to suffer.
That's right.
It's in the word of God. The word of God is true.
Amen.
So you're going to suffer. Anybody? Anybody else got a thought of what suffer is? That's it? To feel pain. Who said that? Feel pain. Amen. Experience something bad or let something happen to hurt in your body or in your mind or in your spirit. Mm. To go through a hard event. Mm. That's suffering. Mm. It don't feel good when we suffer. Huh? Mm. It don't feel good when something hurting us. We don't, sometimes we don't, it hurts so bad we don't even know how to express it. We just back away because we don't want the pain to hurt no more.
Yes.
We feel if we don't see it, if we don't be around it, it's out of sight and out of mind. But see, the difference with God is the mind is the spirit and the spirit is the mind. He can't get out your mind and he ain't leaving your spirit. Right. So you're going to have to what? Suffer. And get through that thing. Because you are part of him and he a part of you.
Amen.
And you in divine destiny relationship.
Yes, amen.
You're not in doctrine. You're not in denomination.
Right.
You in relationship.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And when you in relationship, you begin to be intimate. And when you begin to be in, some things hurt you. Some things that are said can hurt you. But God.
But God.
He's the healer of our heart.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Because see, I tell you all the time, you can't go to CVS and Walgreens and get nothing for a heartache. God have to heal your heart.
Yes, yes, yes.
God have to bring an end to your suffering. Yes. Sometimes he allow you to suffer to see who for you and who be against you.
Amen. Amen.
He want to show you. God is a revealer of them that diligently seek him. The Bible says, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And he give us the fruits of the Spirit. So that we are able to respond and not react. Because we're suffering. Amen?
Amen.
Every cause causes a response. If you do something, you're going to get something. If you don't do nothing, you don't get nothing. 1 + 1 is what? 2. 0 + 0 is what?
0.
When we define covered, because see, it's a natural thing. Even for me, when I wake up in the morning, know what I say? Lord, I thank you for covering me with your precious blood.
Yes, yes.
I thank you for covering me all day long, letting the blood of Jesus just drench me from the top of my head to the sole of my feet.
Yes.
Because I don't know what's waiting on me. They got demons in hidden places.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's watching for me, just like God watching for me. Just like he dispatched, why I say, dispatch your angels. Everybody is assigned one. Use him. That's what he for. When we define covered, what does it mean to be covered?
Protection.
Protection, she says.
Concealed.
Concealed. Oh, that's good. Protection and concealed. Anybody else? Covered. See, I'm covered. Amen?
Shield.
I'm sorry?
Shield.
Shielded. Yes, that's good.
To hold within a covenant.
To hold within a good. When we define covered, having something placed over, protecting or hiding an object, being protected by insurance. Jesus said, look at you and say, Jesus is my insurance.
Jesus is my insurance.
Not State Farm. Not Triple A. Jesus. Because guess what? You can have an accident. They still won't pay you.
That's right.
But Jesus paid the poster people's. He gonna get them straight so they can get you straight.
Amen.
See, like that bank? He gonna get straight so they can straighten me out.
Amen.
That's right.
But until y'all get it straight, I'm shutting it down.
Right.
Amen.
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 I'm gonna let God handle it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Our insurance of heaven, a topic dealt with. That's covered. Look at your table and say, deal with it.
Deal with it.
He covering you. He dealing with you. He protecting you.
Amen.
And see the difference in God's protection and the protection of the world is that it never fails.
Amen.
You covered even when you ask for it. Because you're a child of the King.
Yes. That's
right. It's your inheritance to be covered.
Yes.
I'm covered by the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
You know, I used to pray and I used to say, oh, cover this one with the blood of Jesus. And I say, fool, cover yourself.
Yes.
You're covering everybody else and you ain't covered. When we search the word of God, we look at the people of God who suffered great loss, distress, and rejection. See, rejection, that's suffering. If you ever been rejected by people and you ever been rejected by something, your family, because see, they got some families, they orchestrated this to reject you. You never accept it. That's why they get this ideology, the black sheep. You never good enough.
Right.
You can't do enough. And you find yourself going the extra mile of the way to get approval.
Jesus.
And you know what you're doing? Weighing yourself out. Because they ain't gonna never approve of you. Because it's in the cards of life for you to be rejected. But guess what? God accepts you.
Yes, thank you.
And we have to learn how to be accepted by those who accept us.
Yes.
Amen.
God always accepts you. You never outcast. You belong to a body. If God give you a place, stay in it.
Amen.
Because guess what? That's where you're going to grow.
Amen.
That's where you're going to prosper. That's God got something for you.
Yes, amen.
Just hang on in there.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And it's okay when they reject you. Actually, it's a word curse. So when they reject you, you say, you reject me, God accept me. Bring me in my community of acceptance.
Right.
Where I can grow. Where I can prosper. Where abundant life is mine.
Amen.
It don't have to be a big community. It could be a small community.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a community of quality.
Yes.
Hey,
glory,
yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
See, Jesus. It's different when you are in a community of quantity.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bunch of people.
Yes.
But ain't no quality in there.
Right.
When you go to the store, I'm going to use this as my best example. And they got a name brand product. Just say butter. You know, Blue Bonnet is good. You know, what that other one is, Imperial is good. And you go pick up some Best Choice. You picking up Best Choice because it's 99 cents.
That's right.
Ain't nothing wrong with it if it tastes all right. But sometimes we just want that quality.
Yes.
So we'll pay that extra 10 cents
yes.
for Imperial.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Nothing goes better with Blue Bonnet on it. My baloney, B-O-L-O-G-N-A, have a good name. Oscar Mayer. If I'm going to buy some baloney, I'm going to get some good baloney. Give me my baloney. I want good baloney. Don't give me no cheap baloney. Baloney cheap enough.
Not Oscar Mayer.
Oscar Mayer. I like Oscar Mayer wheelies too. I like ballpark Franks. I like that. So certain stuff, you understand what I'm saying? We can get by with a little cheap. But don't be cheap with God.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
You want to have quality
yes.
in the house of God.
Yes.
That's right. You want to be have a spirit of excellence
yes.
in the house
yes.
of God. When you walk in, you won't walk in here like this. Mm. Not because of your pride, because of who you are.
Yes.
And who God made you.
Yes.
You don't want to walk in here like this. With your head down.
Right.
Don't look at the numbers. Mm-hmm. Look at who making the numbers.
Right.
And who the number maker is. Mm. Jesus.
Amen.
Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
You see, Job? Job lost all 10 of his children.
Mm-hmm.
I lost one son. One son. And I couldn't hardly make it when I lost my son. One son. My oldest boy. I lost. I thought I was going to die. That's the worst thing in the world to lose a child before you. Hurt me to my soul. It took me 2 years, y'all, to get over that. I'm still ain't over it, but 2 years to heal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Where I could breathe. I couldn't breathe. I felt like I was smothering. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
And Job lost 10 children.
Jesus.
Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. Jesus. Like just recently, the lady in Shreveport lost 8 children
Jesus.
At one time.
Jesus.
Somebody just killed her, just a man or husband or whatever he was, just shot all the kids. That's a hurt thing. Mm-hmm. You talking about suffering.
Mm-hmm.
If your child just gets sick, you feel like you're suffering.
Yes, yes.
Job lost all 10 of his children.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his wealth
mm-hmm.
and he lost his health.
Yes.
While facing harsh verbal judgment
mm-hmm.
and misunderstanding from his wife and his friends.
Mm-hmm.
His wife said, curse God and die.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of wife is that?
I know that's right.
She ain't praying for you.
She sure ain't.
She should have looked back like Lot's wife, turning her into a pillar of smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was horrible.
Yes, she mm-hmm. was. Yes, she was.
I would never tell my mate nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Curse God. No, uh-uh. Mm-hmm. I would never see that.
Mm-hmm.
And then his friends.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he had friends. They ain't no friends.
Mm-hmm.
That was people. Mm-hmm. Associates.
Mm-hmm.
They start accusing him.
Mm.
Of doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What you did, Joe? What you said, Joe? You slept with somebody, right, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
You molested somebody, Cherry? Mm-hmm. So that's just, messy. What I did? What Jesus did?
That's right.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
These people say stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're looking at social media, they just say stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know the story. They just say stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What is you talking about?
Jesus.
Remember, with loving kindness, have I drawn thee?
Mm-hmm.
Let them say what they said. Maybe they just in a place.
Mm-hmm.
love.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar. Serious. Leave some vinegar down there. You will see. Mm-hmm. Ain't a fly coming. Mm-hmm. Put some honey down there. You gonna see roaches. You gonna see bees. Mm-hmm. You gonna see red ants, sweet ants. Mm-hmm. They're coming. They're gonna be drawn to that. Vinegar repels. Mm-hmm. Honey draw. Hey.
I like
that. The sweeter you are, honey, the more you draw.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Through his trials, he went through things that Satan just ordinarily just put on him. Mm-hmm. He went through human persecution. Mm-hmm. The Bible never said Job did nothing wrong. But he said God allowed it.
God offered him.
Yes, Lord. How do you a God like we got, we look at God as being everything. You'll never think God will allow Satan to mess with you. He would. Mm-hmm. He trying to see who you are.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's it. That's it.
Mm-hmm. He trying to see if you a diamond or an island. Mm-hmm. A cubic zirconian.
Mm-hmm. You go through the fire. Yeah.
That's right. You go through the fire. She say you go higher. Amen. See what God, you can't go down. Mm-hmm. You gotta go up. Mm-hmm. Even when you worship him, you what? You look up. Mm-hmm. You don't look down. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. The Bible never said Job did anything wrong. Sometimes when we go through things, we think it's because we may have done something wrong. Like, Lord, you start trying to internalize stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You start putting stuff in your head. You get in your head like a teenager. So you just get all up in your head. Mm-hmm. Get out your big head. Mm-hmm. You be saying stuff like, Lord, what I did wrong. Lord, I tried to do everything right. It's just, I don't know what I did wrong. None. God let it go like that. Mm-hmm. He have a reason for everything. Yes. He ain't just a reason for the season at Christmas. Mm-hmm. He's the reason for whatever season you in. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a good one or a bad one. Mm-hmm. The Bible tells us even when we go through our persecution, we are not cast away.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
2 Corinthians 4:9. We not cast away when we go through persecution. We not. He with us.
Yes. Amen.
He was with Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego.
Yes, he was.
They went in the fire.
Yeah.
Three men went in the fire. Mm-hmm. And four came out.
Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Your suffering is your fire.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Go to 2 Corinthians 4:9.
We are hunted down but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down but we are not destroyed.
Amen.
Amen.
We get knocked down but we don't get knocked out. We don't get TKO'd. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
You don't get TKO'd. You, he may knock you down, but you get up. We fall down, y'all, but we get up.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It's life. These are many ways Christians face persecution and suffering. These persecutions show in different ways. Back in the days, they had different persecutions. They hung you on the cross. They chopped your head off. They put you in jail. They whooped you. These days we go through physical violence. We go through naysayers' conversations. Talking about you. Look at you, they're just talking about me.
Just talking about you.
But you know what? I got something for when people talk about you. When people talk about you, know what you say? I'm so happy you interested. I'm just so happy I'm so important. Well, you could just talk about me all the time. Man, look at here. I got to have it going on. And see what somebody reject you. I got something for that too. Know what you tell them? You don't know what you're missing.
That's right.
I'm a child of the king. You don't know what you're missing. I'm sorry you don't want nothing to do with this. We go through legal discrimination. We go to ethnic discrimination, social and personal rejection from people you know and people you don't know. See, they see something in you that they can't be. So they try to mess your head up and get you all in your head. Unnecessary hostile accusations. Just unnecessary. Accusing me of stuff. Shut up. See, at this point, I'm not asking you to be quiet. I'm telling you, shut up.
Right.
That's a command.
Right. Mm-hmm.
See, the Bible said that the enemy is the accuser of the brethren.
Right.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Anything bad they can pick up and say, they're going to say.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, Lord, I used to tell them they better meet their mammy drunk by the dumpster. I used to say some stuff to him. It didn't matter. I had to pray later and repent. I'm telling you, they got some people will make you tell them where to go at. To the hockey stick club. To the basement. Cause they something else. I remember I'ma just come out and say, God forbid, Lord, please help me. I remember we was Thanksgiving time, they was messing with me. And my sister called me, she said, I didn't know what to tell them. I was on the left side that morning. I wasn't on the right side. Right. I was on the left side. You heard me? You know the left side, the bad side. Right. I said, tell her all go to hell. The whole family, just go to hell. She said, okay. You done sent everybody to hell out there in the phone. She said, I don't know how I'm going to tell her. I said, just like I said. Right. From the oldest to the smallest. Go to hell. I don't care. I'm just going all the whatever they want to do. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. See, we know how to treat people.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because some people just hostile unnecessarily. For nothing. Then when I went to the Thanksgiving too. Wait for one of them to say something. Sure did. They looking at me like this, I'm looking back. We sizing each other. If you think you bigger than this, cross over. Because y'all know I draw the line. And if you step over me, I'm going on the left side. Hebrews 13:5. Even though all these different doors of suffering, God is still there.
Yes, he is.
Don't think you ain't going to suffer with your family. They're the worst ones. Mm-hmm. They wait for you to do something.
Right.
Go to Hebrews 13:5.
Don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have. God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you.
Amen. You hear what he said? Don't love money.
Amen.
He said don't love God.
Right.
He said don't love money. Why? Because for the love of money is the root of all evil. When you love it so much, you will turn. Baby, look at you. I ain't gonna tell you where you'll turn. But you will. And guess what? Let me tell you something. You better not trust yourself. You heard me? Say, I trust myself. Oh, you're a liar. Because you don't know what you'll do.
Right.
Don't trust yourself. You better trust God.
Amen.
I know. I done been in some situations. I said, oh, I tried. At the end of the day, loser, hollering and screaming. Because I went in there with pride. Come on, I trust myself. No, you better not. You can't trust yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You got to trust God in all things.
Yes.
Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Go to Psalms 139, 8 through 10. He said, no matter where you at, he going to be there.
That's right.
Amen.
I'm in my bed in hell.
Yeah. No matter where you at. So when you doing stuff and you suffering and you going through things or putting your, sometimes we bring ourselves through suffering.
Amen.
139, 8 through 10.
If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the furthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me.
He said, no matter where you go, if you make your bed in hell, go down. He wherever you at.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Right.
He wherever you going to be. So stop acting like you're hiding from him.
Mm-hmm.
He already know you.
That's right.
What I talked about yesterday, he know your name.
That's right. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
And whatever they called you. But look at your neighbor and say, God gave me a new name.
God gave me a new name.
I got a new name. I got a new attitude.
Yes.
I got a new walk.
Yes.
I know y'all thought the devil had me. But you're a lie.
Yes.
He said, if I got to reach way down,
yes.
Jesus going to pick me up.
Yes.
He going to get you.
Amen.
He everywhere you go. Even the disciples suffered. Y'all know that? Ain't nowhere in the world the disciples gonna walk with Jesus all over the land, Nazareth, Bethlehem, Galilee, and don't suffer. Yeah, they had sandals on. Some of them might have been bare feet. But they suffered. I believe they suffered more because they walked with Jesus.
Right.
In human form.
Right.
Theologians tell us that the only disciple that did not die a violent death was the Apostle John.
Yep.
John was the only one that died a natural death and lived a long age. Mm-hmm. Out of 12 of them.
Jesus.
Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
You know Judas was going. He was jacked up from the neck up. Jesus didn't even try to change Judas' name. Because he already knew he was going to be betrayed. He let Peter be who he be, even though Peter denied him. The disciples got some history.
Yes.
Y'all need to read about them sometime. In your time of devotion and study, read about not just Jesus, but read about the disciples.
Amen.
What they did and who they was. He just randomly walked down the river and said, you know what? Stop fishing. Come with me and follow me. He had a reason.
Yes.
If he was smart enough to allow Adam to name all the animals in the entire world, don't you think he knew who he was picking when he went to pick his disciples?
Yes.
Jesus was smart from the beginning. Mm-hmm. He's smart. We trying to figure God out. He already know who he is. Mm-hmm. We can't think like him. We can't be like him. Mm-mm. His thoughts are not our thoughts.
That's right.
His ways not our ways. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
You never know. Read about the disciples in your own time. He was the only one, John, that died of an old age and a natural death. Like, golly, all of them. Let me tell you something. The Bible tells us that Paul the Apostle, he did not begin his persecution until he became a Christian. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a shame. See how tricky the devil is? Long as he was blaspheming and going from town to town making accusations and punishing people for being a Christian, nothing happened to him.
Right.
The minute he realized who Jesus was, he went blind.
Right.
All kinds of stuff happened to him. Why you ain't blinded when I was cussing people out and dragging? As soon as I become a Christian, trying to get my life right, the lights go out. The Apostle Paul mentions the only woman apostle was Junia. Mm-hmm. Look up Junia. She was the only woman apostle in those days. And Androdamus, I have a hard time pronouncing that. You know why I brought these two up? Because they was in jail with Paul. Mm. They all lay around in the jailhouse together. Suffering. For the Lord's sake.
Yes, yes, yes.
They probably ain't did nothing either. Jesus. They just hung around down there in the jailhouse.
Right.
That's a shame. But all the gates shook, huh?
Yes.
And Paul and Silas was down there.
Yes. Yes.
And the gate shook. Now I don't know about your girl and them if they got out. But Paul and Silas and them bust the move.
Yes,
they was gone. Like, we not staying down here. The door is open and I'm gonna leave it. I ain't around down here with y'all. See you. I got a different assignment.
Yes. Yes.
I wanted to mention this woman to let you know that women in the Bible was in leadership.
Amen.
And they had identities. Mm-hmm. Deborah was a judge.
Yes, she was.
Amen.
Mary was the mother of Christ.
Yes.
Can you imagine that? Mm-hmm. Somebody wake you up and say, you the mama of Jesus? Man, I'm a freak though. I'm the who? I'm still in the shop. The mother of Jesus. The Messiah. Mm-hmm. What? They had some great people.
Yes.
In the Bible. Read about these people because these people are examples mm-hmm. of what we deal with in modern day times.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Just in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nothing is new under the sun.
Yep.
That's what the Bible says.
Yes.
Don't think it's strange. Mm-hmm. Those things happen already.
Right.
We just, it's just modernized.
Yes.
Perfect example. You know they used to call them palipushes, these shorts for older people. They call them palipushes. Then it went to knee pants.
Oh.
Then it went to a capris. I don't know what they call them now. I lost track.
Capris.
Back in the days, they used to call them high waters. That boy got them high waters. That's a shame. See all these ankle wipers, yeah. See all these ankles. Today, I want you to understand, for whichever way you are suffering or being persecuted, God is with you.
Yes, amen.
You are still covered
yes.
When you ask God to cover you with his blood, he does not remove his covering. Mm-hmm. When God is covering you all the time.
Yes.
Even through your mess. Even through your mess, he covering you. Don't you step from under your covering.
Amen.
He says, even when you are operating in disobedience and acting like a fool, he covering you. He's still there. The Bible says he married to you.
Yes.
Even in your backslidden stage. Go to Jeremiah 3:14-16. Y'all don't be dismayed. Just blow the dust off the word. I know you ain't turned the pages in a while. It's all right. Some of us just don't read our Bible. We just believe in it that people say. But you gonna turn the pages of the good book. Let them pages stick. It's okay if you take a little spit perfume. That's your spit, your germs, your salmonella, your Ebola. Ain't nobody got nothing to do with that. It's your stuff. Yeah. Your walking consumption. Paraguay. Amen.
Amen.
Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. Mm-hmm. 3:14-16.
Return home, you wayward children, says the Lord, for I am your master. I will bring you back to the land of Israel, one from this town and two from that family, from wherever you are scattered. And I will give you shepherds after my own heart who will guide you with knowledge and understanding. And when your land is once more filled with people, says the Lord, you will no longer wish for the good old days when you possess the ark of the Lord's covenant. You will not miss those days or even remember them, and there will be no need to rebuild the ark.
Amen. Amen. Look at your son say, your neighbor say, come on home, you old prodigal.
Come on, you prodigal.
That's all right if you are a prodigal. That's all right. Amen. Yeah. When the son came home, he was blessed.
Yes, he was.
They gave him a feast.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It's okay. The Bible tells us that John the Baptist was beheaded. In his suffering. And Jesus, you know the story. He was betrayed by one of his own. That he chose. Judas. Yes. We just been talking about that rascal. He suffered the most persecution. Just because he was the son of God. So what do you think about your suffering? If Jesus suffered just because he was the son of God, what you think happened to you? Mm-hmm. You don't think you ain't gonna go through some persecution? God tell us that our suffering, though. He said Jesus is, he said ours is only temporary.
Yes.
It's only for a moment. Go to 2 Corinthians 4:17. That's your last scripture. Is this good or what? Amen.
Very good. Very good. Very good.
See, we got to know why we go through stuff, y'all.
Right.
4:17-18 is in the bag. Right after 1 Corinthians. It'd be two of them. 1 and 2. They have a brother back there. He got a brother. Timothy, with them other people named James and Timothy and all that. They got brothers and sisters.
John.
Yay, they got a bunch of them. They kill each other. 2 Corinthians 4:17-18.
For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce us for glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now, rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Your trouble don't last always.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
It come and it go. Mm-hmm. See, if trouble lasted always, you will give up. Because you'll say, what's the sense of this? God will bring you through trouble so you can, he can see who be for you.
Right.
Amen. He sure
will. And who be gets you.
That's right.
That part.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He do. Because mm-hmm. ain't nothing like somebody not helping you when you need it.
Amen.
See that? I hate a person. I hate to say the word rape. I dislike strongly. I don't know if that's no better, but I strongly dislike that. That one thing Pastor used to burn me up when he do that. That brother used to have a pocket full of, y'all know that?
Yep.
A knot stuck in his sock. When I, my check was like in between or something, and I didn't want cash mine, and I knew he had cash in his sock, I said, I sure need something. I start whining. I need to break me off a little something. Boy, my purse is empty. I need a little gas. I need something. He would never offer me nothing. Look, like, soon as my check said cha-ching, that joker said, you need $100? I used to be hot. Why men do that? Why they offer you money when you got it? That's a question.
That's a question.
I've never, ever, ever understood that.
Why they offer you money
when you got it? When I'm broke and I need, you don't give me nothing.
Right.
I got to keep on hitting. Throwing the bricks high in my hand, slamming pots. You still just close to poisoning you. Cause you would not get it. You didn't go get it. And then be quick to say, long as you're living and you're alive, you're gonna get more money. Yeah. I used to be hot. Some of the things that dude used to do me, like, why you always offer me money when I got it already?
Right.
When I need it, you don't get it.
Right.
I'm asking you. You hear me? What you want me to crawl? Just growl. Please give me $50. Please. So you know what I would do? Every time, and I did it every time, he could send me to the store with $100. He ain't get no change.
No change.
He ain't get no change. This for a rainy day. This some she money.
Yeah.
When you act like you can't give me nothing. I used to be hot, man. Or he'll wait till we go in the store and he see me pick out a couple of outfits and I lay them on the counter. Now, he never say I'm a bomb for you. Right? He wait till he think I'm about to get, he get in front of the cute cashiers and the little pretty with the pretty white teeth. And he'll put that, nah, I got you, baby. I used to want to pop it. Put it up. Trying to show him your mind. They used to burn my soul. Up. I got these. Then you start jacking up his neck.
Uh-oh.
I've been with this woman over 38 years.
Oh,
and they smile. That's all y'all know. Dad, one wouldn't give up at the tennis store. We went to go get me some tennis. She just wouldn't give up. She just kept till he stopped. He looked at her and said, "Baby, I can't do nothing for you. Stop." She wouldn't give up. I said, I passed by. I said, "Them Nikes in charge watches and belong to me. Them Thomas Jeffersons is mine. So, baby, you better go sit down somewhere. You got to work for yours. I done worked. Damn, got it. They're mine." And I was scared to say it. And she said, he said, "You heard what she said, though. I know what I said, you told me what I said, too." Now give me my shoes, little girl. So disgusted. But that's a question. Why dudes do that? Offer you money when you got it.
You ain't gonna need that much money.
That's good. being greedy and not needy. Amen. Amen. God is so good. We have fun in this place. We have fun in this place. Amen. And now it is communion time. And before we take communion,